Diary, April 1892. Preston, Melbourne, Australia. April 22nd, 1892. Preston, Victoria, Australia. This morning I awoke with increased hope and confidence in God. During the night I had many wakeful hours, and I called most earnestly upon the Lord. He has given me the assurance that I shall see in my body and spirit the salvation of God. During the past 9 months of pain and infirmity, I have constantly importuned God for help. He has said that those who come to Him, He will in no wise cast out, and I believe His word. John 6, verse 37. I believe that I shall be restored to health and enabled to bear my testimony in Australia. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. I shall live to speak His praise in the congregation. I do not understand why I am lying here, unable to labor for the Lord, but God understands, and that is enough for me. Of late, I have been thinking much of Martha and Mary and their experience at the time of the death and resurrection of Lazarus. When Lazarus became sick, they sent Jesus the word, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." John 11, verse 3. There was no further word, no urgent message for him to come. They fully expected that their beloved friend would at once come and heal their brother. As soon as the messenger had gone, they saw a decided change for the worse in the sick man. His fever rapidly increased, and soon they realized that in the fight between life and death, death had triumphed. With hearts full of anguish, they saw their brother die. Did not Jesus know about the sickness of Lazarus, even before the messenger reached him? He must have known what was taking place in that humble home at Bethany. Even from where he was, could he not have stayed the power of death? With heavy hearts, the sisters prepared Lazarus for burial, all the while looking anxiously for Christ. They longed to see him and to hear his words of comfort. They laid their loved one in the grave, and then 2 long, sorrowful days passed before Jesus came.